Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
I've come to the conclusion that our driving standards in New South Wales have dropped considerably. I drove in Adelaide recently, and the slower pace of this smaller city showed a more courteous and considerate driving attitude. The Sydney car population has grown rather quickly in recent years. Even weekend traffic now is quite heavy, and it's creating an impatient driving attitude. I regularly see drivers drive through red lights. Talking with friends, they also believe that impatience is causing drivers to take unprecedented risks. From where I sit, the fine for proceeding through a red light is far too light to be a deterrent, $415 and 3 demerit points. It should be $1,000 and loss of licence for 3 months. The consequences of running red lights can be catastrophic, given the sharp acceleration of most cars today. So don't jump on the throttle when the lights turn green. You could easily end up with somebody in your driver's door. Tailgating is also now far more prevalent. Pressure driving in Sydney is now endemic. Hold somebody up momentarily and they throw caution to the absolute wind. I'm also amazed how few drivers know how to merge correctly when joining a motorway or a main road. Many expect the driver on the main road to yield. It's very dangerous, and from my observations, truck drivers are the worst. They simply don't want to yield, slow or change down a gear, but just force their way in. I'm David Berthon.